Good morning. It's been a while since I've been up here. I'm going to go back to an old format of mine that I call Sunday Sermonette. And I cover the issues. I give you the non-spiritual, spiritual perspective from an oxymoronic point of view. And with that being said, let's kick off. I'm reading the news quite a bit, several different sources, right? Left, mainly left and center, like the ones that just have a plain headline. Here's what's happening, instead of giving you an alarmist headline to get you to read. Those tend to be incorrect most of the time. I see that a lot on YouTube with the titles of the videos, and it's very unprofessional, and it just Of course, you got to get the clicks, you've got to get the hits. Israeli-Palestinian conflict been going on since 1948. Okay, Israel is a state. Everybody thinks, not everybody, but a lot of people think it has a right to exist, and a lot of people think it doesn't. So it's a split view on that. Well, as it stands, Israel exists, and there's a big problem. When Hamas attacked across the border, especially the rave concert that was going on, the electronic music concert, that really sucked. I mean, that was an act of terrorism. And so Israel has retaliated. They like to retaliate, and it's gone way overboard. I mean, what is like 12, 13,000 Palestinians that are dead now? And I wonder how many Hamas, probably not that many. Israel has lost some of their military in this, and it's kind of a sad situation all the way around. I don't like it. I think the solution is a single state solution, but you have to get the right wing Israeli government out of there. You have to get them out of the Likud, and you have to get them out of leadership so they could become one country, which probably should be called Israel slash Palestine. And that would be better. Now, a lot of Israelis won't like that because their Zionism is overboard. I'm not going to take a position on whether they have a right to exist or not. I really don't like what Israel has done militarily and politically. That keeps me against this country of Israel in that respect. I'm not against Israelis. I know Israelis. I like a lot of Israelis. A lot of Israelis are for peace and unity in that region. And that's my opinion really on the entire thing. And there does need to be a ceasefire. There needs to be a way to root out Hamas and get rid of them. And now Israel's going to be in control of Gaza. That's probably not a good idea. I mean, unless Egypt is willing to give up a whole bunch of land and that's got resources, natural resources that the Gazans could tap into. Not, it's going to be a very precarious, a very difficult, a very dangerous situation going forward. And that's enough said on that. The only thing is, I really have a lot of hope for ceasefire, and maybe for longer periods of breaks in between, so more and more supplies can get in. Lately, some of the IDF forces have been saying, well, we want those supplies. And the government of Israel have been saying, we want the supplies to get in to help the Gazans. I call them Gazans because that's where they live. I mean, they're Palestinians. Everybody in that whole area, Israel included, is a Palestinian now. The Israelis are mainly European in genetic origin. Yeah, they got a few Palestinian genes in them, but they're mainly. They're primarily European in their origins, of course, the theory about the Khazaris got blown out, that the Khazaris were actually the roots of the Ashkenazi Jews, and there are still a few Israeli scholars that cling to that analysis, even though supposedly the genetic data, the DNA data, has proven this wrong. At any rate, I want that whole thing to be over, and it's just really sad situation because I probably upwards of well, they said last time I heard or read anything, it said 4,000 children were dead. It's probably more like 5,000 now. Very sad situation. Moving along, what we've got to see here is we've got Trump again. A lot of attention being paid to Trump, and a lot of people are paying attention to Trump. He's got a lot of support out there. We don't know actually how much he really has. I would tend to think his base is probably around 30 million, and he may have another 10, 15 million in support. The media is calling it a horse race. Well, earlier they went with those polls that were coming out of a very conservative polling source, which was basically a Catholic-based university polling source, which tends to be more conservative. So, Trump was winning on those polls. And it doesn't really matter. We got a year now, a little less than a year that this whole election is going to happen. And a lot could happen in that one year. I mean, either one of these guys or both of them could drop dead. I don't think it's entirely likely. Trump is a scumbag. He's a criminal. He's on civil trial to determine how much he owes. Now, a lot of this misinformation that's out there is getting people to believe that Trump is actually in a trial where he can be proven innocent or guilty, and in this case, liable or not liable. Well, the judges already found him liable for fraud. What's going on now is to go ahead and find how much they're going to actually fine him and what they're going to do to him. That's what's going on now, and then that'll be subject to an appeal. That's what's really going on. There's no trial going on. There's no criminal trial going on. There's no innocent until proven guilty going on. He's been held liable by the judge. This is a bench trial. It's a judge trial. He's held liable. It's just how much is he going to have to pay? Now, the defense is supposed to take the stand next week, and they're going to try to mount something to get the case dismissed. Well, the judge is not going to dismiss the case. They've already tried that, and that's failed. So what's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is they're going to parade a bunch of witnesses up there to try to show that Trump has no liability. And what it is a guilty, not guilty. It's going to be a big clown show, like everything the son of a bitch does. And it's just not going to be a worthwhile situation whatsoever. Not at all. Not going to be a worthwhile situation. And so there you go. Trump, showing up at a UFC event and getting cheering and all that kind of crap. And luckily, Bill Burr's wife gave him a double bird, and that was really cool. But here's what I don't like. I don't like, and I don't watch UFC anymore because of Dana White and his Trump-sucking attitudes. I don't watch it anymore. I don't like UFC and the way they've treated their fighters, and I don't like the organization. And now that UFC and WWE have merged, and we have a new entity called TKO, it's just got total crap out there with a K, total crap out there. Vince McMahon was a big Trump lover. I mean, even had him on WWE shows. No, this guy is a criminal. He's a crook. He's a traitor. He is a traitor. Can we get it through your head, people? And I hear all these supporters. Now, most of them, they're either young people that maybe had a lot of lead in their water supply, or older people that are just so disgruntled and are so uninformed because of feeling disgruntled that they accept anything they want. They love Trump because he's funny and entertaining. Well, you know what? If you need to get some laughs and you want some good comedy, there's plenty of good comedy out there that you can watch and listen to instead of this buffoon who's trying to tell you that he won the election, which he did not. He's trying to tell you that he's going to save the country. Save the country from what? What's he going to save it from? He's going to stop the anti-racist sentiment. He's going to stop the anti-xenophobic sentiments. He's going to stop the anti-bigotry. That's what he's going to try to do, and he's going to try to prosecute his opposition if he gets elected. So you folks out there, you want that? Do you really want a dictator? Do you really? I mean, more like I'd call him a dickhead, but he's that that's a useful part of a human being. So I'm not going to call him anything that's useful. Even you call him shit is an insult to the practical positive uses of manure. Yes, Trump is a criminal. He needs to go to jail. Actually, he should, you know, I mean, here's a third world solution. Maybe cut his tongue out. I doubt it. You know, smash his fingers, cut his tongue out so he can't. No, that doesn't need to be done. However, there are other ways to silence him, and he does eventually need to be silenced and put on the shelf. Because this guy's crazy. He keeps calling Biden Obama. And then when he was asked about that, he said, well, Obama's his boss. Well, no, I don't think so. You know, and actually a lot of people are down on Biden, trying to call him too old and failing and all that. Actually, Trump is the one who's failing, and he's the one that might be too old. At any rate, he's incompetent, and he's not qualified to be the president of the United States. I mean, he proved that in his term. He completely blew it. He completely blew it in COVID. He blew the whole economic part of it. There, his goofy czar guy who was trying to do the Green Bay, the Green Bay sweep to overturn the election and commit an act of treason? He was the COVID czar. He was supposed to have economic plans in place to combat what was happening, like the supply chain factors. It might not have been anything you could do. You kind of had to wait, but it seemed like Biden got a lot done regarding that. Seems like pumping. Now, one good thing he did do during that, Trump, was he pumped a bunch of money into the economy. And so then Biden comes on and pumps more money into the economy. 14 million people got jobs. Now, let's face it, about 70% of them were, you know, jobs that were re-upped. They were people that were rehired from COVID. And then there was another 30% that, whoa, what does that leave us with? Okay, that leaves us with 30% of 13 million or 14 million, 30%. That's almost 4 million jobs. So I don't want to, and I don't think Trump did 4 million. He's got 3-something. And Biden's halfway through his term. So let's kick out the invalid comparisons. There's no valid comparison. Trump thinks he could end the war in Ukraine. I don't think so. I don't think Trump could do that. You know, if you really wanted to be a hero and get reelected, he should go over there and have a summit with those guys and get it done. They're not going to do it, and he's not going to do it because he's too much of a chicken shit. This guy is not a brave individual. He's proved again and again, and you can watch him, and you can see anybody that knows anything about human behavior will see that this guy is a chicken shit. That's all he is. That's all he's ever been. He's a wimp. He's an asshole. So, you know, take heed, everybody. Then let's move on to the other abject failure that's happening, which is the Republican Party. Now, if you're thinking, well, the Democrat, well, I'm not talking about the Democrats here. I'm talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about the GOP. They are a corrupt, they are a total piece of shit party. Total piece of shit party. They should not be in existence the way they are anymore. I mean, they've become authoritarian loving bunch of turd balls. Come on, guys, wake up. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of the public believes that the economy is better under Republicans. Well, the facts show us that all the gains that happened during Republican administrations happened because of the previous Democratic administration. That's not a plug for Democrats, that's facts. Trump inherited the Obama administration's oncoming success with the economy. He inherited it. And just to show you, his economy wasn't shit. His tax cuts for the wealthy and the large corporations, they didn't do anything to help the majority of the American people. Nothing. In fact, they hurt us. It hurt us. They hurt us. They're scum. They're scum. So, folks, come on. Right now, the economy is doing better because of what was lingering from Obama and what Biden's done. That's why it's doing well. And the proof is in the pudding. Do your reading. Come on. Do your reading, everybody. Believe in the Republicans are the party of business. Yeah, business, allowing business to take advantage of the workers. That's what it is. And that's what most businesses do. They take advantage of their workers. The workers don't get, in many, many cases, a fair share of what they've produced, the revenue from what they've produced. So come on, folks. Wait, let's, you know, woke. Yeah, I woke up this morning. I had some coffee. There you go. You know, and even I had a close friend who was starting in with anti-woke shit. So I had to tell him, hey, man, stop watching Fox News. Stop watching Fox News. What are you, a fucking idiot? You know, he's not an idiot, but it's just, I didn't say that to him. I just, in my head, it was like, God, how could you be so goddamn stupid? That's stupid. The woke stuff is all a bunch of BS. And look at that cheese bag wannabe Nazi governor in Florida. He's another winner. Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of today's sermonette. I'll be back with the anti-religious sentiment later.